to the U.S. Drought Monitor. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, more dry weather could impact the state over the next few months.
Jim Brewster, a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Binghamton, says although the eastern part of New York State received rain this week, the western and central parts did not receive much at all and remained in a severe drought category.
That means that crop or pasture losses become likely. Certainly there's a lot of stress on vegetation. There's the possibility that water shortages will become more common in severe drought.
Brewster says water restrictions can be imposed by municipalities. Oswego Mayor Billy Barlow has asked residents to limit water usage as the city's ground storage water tank approaches critical low levels. Brewster says droughts are fairly rare for New York State. He recalls 2002 as one of the last times there were drought conditions. Some of the worst drought conditions in the state were in the mid-1960s. Brewster attributes a below-average snowfall this past winter to today's situation. He says snow recharges groundwater and surface water systems used in drinking water.
This part of summer is not our driest period. It's actually going into September and October where, the average rainfall actually drops off. So, if we don't catch up here soon, then certainly conditions, could deteriorate, especially in terms of water resources.
Brewster says there are good practices for residents in the affected areas to limit their water usage. He recommends not continually running water when brushing teeth, fix leaks in the house, and to limit car washing and watering lawns. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.